Atenção, senhores espectadores. Muito boa tarde.
Corkout History presents Grândola Vila Morena, The Carnation Revolution.
A partir deste momento, o movimento das Forças Armadas,
brought to you by André Andinês,
controla totalmente a rede emissora da Rádio e Televisão Portuguesas.
Today we quickly look at the role played by two Portuguese radio stations, two Portuguese clandestine radio stations during the dictatorship. We're talking about Rádio Portugal Livre, Radio Free Portugal, and Rádio Voz da Liberdade, Radio Voice of Freedom. In challenging the authoritarian regime of the new state during the dictatorship, these are just two examples of radios that were operating under authoritarian regimes, in this case the Portuguese, but this reality is not exclusive of Portugal. In many other regimes, clandestine radios served as indispensable tools for resistance movements across Europe. These radios facilitated the communication among resistance and allowed for the coordination of protests, strikes, but most importantly, they were vehicles of transmitting and of passing on information that was not censored, and political commentary, political news that were not censored by the governments. These radios undermined the legitimacy of these oppressive regimes, and they were powerful tools in mobilizing support both internally and externally, both to national and international audiences. And there's a couple of known ones, and during the fascist regimes in Europe, there were radios like Radio Clandestina in Italy or Radio Belgique in Belgium that operated underground to oppose, well, Mussolini and the Nazi occupation, respectively. And these clandestine broadcasts served as lifelines for the resistance movements. They offered, again, vital communication channels, but they were most important in rallying citizens to resist. Now, during the rule of Salazar, Portugal was veiled into silence, that's true, but there were whispers of dissent that were emerging and finding resonance and echoes, and one of their tools were the airwaves of clandestine radio stations. As Nelson Ribeiro writes, while thousands of young Portuguese men were being shipped to fight in Africa, the political opposition movements forced into a clandestine existence considered it crucial that they speak directly to the Portuguese population. Trans-border broadcasts operated by the internal opposition were then set up, which reached the country from abroad. Now, while state-controlled media propagated the regime's ideology, these clandestine radio stations were voices of opposition, providing alternative perspectives and challenging the official narrative. Rádio Portugal Livre, the clandestine voice of the Communist Party, began broadcasting from Bucharest in Romania in March 1962. Led by Álvaro Cunhal, it served as a beacon of opposition and it exposed the regime's atrocities and it advocated for a democratic change. Again, in the words of Ribeiro, Rádio Portugal Livre functioned with a small staff of 7 to 8 people that gathered information on events taking place in Portugal in an attempt to familiarize the listeners with what they could not read about in their local press or hear about on local stations. All demonstrations against the regime received particular attention in these broadcasts, including the student struggles and the strikes that were mushrooming in various sectors throughout the 60s. The colonial war and the international isolation of the country were recurring themes, with emphasis given to Portuguese losses in the war and the plans of the independence movements. Indeed, throughout its history, the station aired several interviews with the leaders of independence movements in Angola, Guinea, Bissau, and Mozambique. So these radios had an importance also for the movements around the Portuguese dictatorship, not only what was going on in the country, but also what was going on that was connected to Portugal somehow. Meanwhile, across the Mediterranean, the radio Voz da Liberdade echoed the cries for freedom, this time from Algeria, It was initially founded by the Portuguese Front for National Liberation, and it later transformed into Rádio Revolução, Radio Revolution, amplifying the calls for revolution from the left and the resistance. There were some internal tensions within the front, but the radio still managed to acquire a significant listenership in Portugal. Both these stations shared a common mission: to dismantle the colonial ambitions of the Estado Novo and to galvanize support for the independence movements in Portugal's African colonies, and the overall goal of showing the people what the regime was truly about. They reported extensively on anti-regime protests and on the colonial wars. They were painting the picture of resistance against oppression through the airwaves. Interviews with captured soldiers highlighted the human toll of the conflict and the dissatisfaction with the regime's policies. Reception conditions for these radios were not always stable, but the stations persisted. They were trying to expand their programming to meet the growing demand for alternative news sources. They had a limited reach, that's for sure, but they played a significant role in raising awareness among the Portuguese public about the movements and what was done in the resistance of the regime. Throughout their existence, both Radio Portugal Livre and Rádio Voz da Liberdade faced challenges. There were crackdowns from the government, there were internal disputes, but their impact on shaping the public opinion cannot be overstated. They were providing a platform for voices of opposition, and they were shedding light on the realities of life under dictatorship. And these radios, and these are just two of many that we could name, but that we chose today, played a crucial role in paving the way for the eventual downfall of the Estado Novo regime on April 25th, 1974.
And this is where we'll stop for now. Join us on the next episode.
Until then, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook at Corkout History Pod, where you can reach out to us, let us know your thoughts, and discover more about the episodes.
Don't forget to rate and subscribe wherever you're listening to us.
Your comments really are crucial so that more people can find us.
Bye!